Our next item is subdivision 2008-24, Greg and Charlotte Hastings, Hastings Heritage amended condition.
This item was deferred at the March 17th meeting to allow Mr. Robertson an opportunity to review the buffer ordinance. If you recall, one of the conditions of approval was that the subdivision had to meet the buffer requirements from agricultural lands. We discussed the new ordinance when the application was filed. The subdivision would have been under the 20-foot buffer, and the applicants were requesting a waiver along the frontage, not being required to put the buffer where the stormwater area would be located and also where the proposed drain field would be located.
I mean, yeah, the buffer ordinance, pretty much the new one, it requires 20 feet all the way around it. I mean, that's it. There's not the requirement that it be next to ag fields. It's the entire perimeter. They do have the right to request a waiver, I suppose, under 99-33, which grants the ability to grant waivers from the requirements if there's unusual conditions. You know, I would say that you got to be very careful and be limiting on, you know, that, because otherwise you're going to open the floodgates for everybody requesting it.
Yeah. There is one existing condition.
Right.
The others have yet to be a problem because the site is yet really to have a final design. So there is a problem with an existing drain field, and I think it would be reasonable to make some adjustment there. I'm not sure I would want to do anything else, but
I thought the buffer it was in question is the one that was closer to the road.
It is. It's two places.
Two places.
Yeah,
two
it's
places.
Along
it's
the
street. One on each side. And
well,
the
yeah.
What do you guys think?
I don't think we should waive it for the drain field. I think that there's adequate space there for them to put in a new drain field, and that's part of the expense you incur when you develop a piece of property. And they're doing everything they can to save this mobile home in the middle of what's supposed to be a subdivision. And I can't see us. I don't see where there's anything special in terms of special circumstances or special conditions that would warrant us to eliminate the buffer where the drain field is.
I think the alternative was to cut those trees down.
Well, understanding that what was presented to us was an uncertain scenario at this point. I mean, it hasn't been designed. You know, the spatially, they don't really know how big that area is going to be, you know. And there might be some other way to do it because it just hasn't been engineered yet. I'm just very concerned about monkeying around with buffers because they have been such an issue with folks. I merely throw the idea out there about the issue with the septic, but as Mr. Johnson pointed out, it isn't something that can't be cured. I know who you are. Yeah. So,
Mr. Johnson,
that's kind of where I am.
I agree with what Mr. Johnson said, with the exception that we're not the regulating agency over that septic. The groundwater assessment is, and there may be something that hasn't been presented that we don't know, a requirement if that needs to be relocated. I'm agreeing with what you're saying. There's a lot of movement and motion to save this mobile home, but we don't have the hydrology of the soils and all to know what's going on. They may be forced to move it.
Well, is my memory correct in that sub drain field isn't even on that lot that they were scaling out or something? I thought there was. It's interesting, the engineer that was representing that hot-footed out of here earlier.
Hot-footed, is that a legal term or an engineering term?
That's an accounting term.
Is there any implication if we let them go ahead and get their final site plan in?
If they get their final site plan in,
if they run into a problem, they can always come back and ask for a waiver at that point.
Well, they come back, they could come back with evidence from Denrex showing that, that if they, there's no physical location without a major change.
What is it? It's an.
Because of that drain field.
Yeah, I think what they, what the concern might be is that to, that drain field's probably been there for a long time. Whatever's there now could not be reconstructed the way it is, would have to be something else, and it would be, you know, quite a can of worms. But that, that, and that's the situation.
Tears are flowing.
I understand.
Hey. Yeah. Shane just looked at the site plan, and it's on, it's not on the lot, it's on open area next
open
to
area.
The lot. But as he said, as Shane said, Denrec allows easements, you know, or agreements where you have it adjacent on another parcel.
So that was part of their open space that they were proposing?
Yes.
Huh. I know we've had other subdivisions where a stormwater management area has been proposed on a preliminary plan. When it comes back as the final, stormwater management's been relocated after it's been engineered and it's taken up actual lot spaces. Mm-hmm. I'm like Mr. Wheatley, the buffer issue is we don't want to get messed
up. Guys, you know, that's what I feel, that's what I feel strongest about, is about not messing with the buffers in general. I throw the septic thing out there just for discussion, but that is not a sticking point for
me. This is one of the first applications that was filed under the new buffer ordinance. They didn't ask for a waiver at the beginning.
Yeah. Not a good time to start granting exceptions, in my opinion. But
I would be inclined to go along with Chairman Wheatley on the making a motion of requiring the 20-foot buffer all the way around, but giving them the waiver on that buffer requirement in the vicinity of the septic field, because as someone said, it was an existing condition, and I think as Mr. Ross is indicating, we at least let them get moving forward with this subdivision, and we may see them again. Just, we don't have the evidence of what it may or may not be to relocate the septic.
Just thought of something. When we did, they propose a setback of a different dimension in that area, because we don't want to say no setback at all in that space. I think we want to give them something.
You usually have to stay 10 feet away from a drain field.
No matter what,
yeah. Got to stay 10 feet off your.
Mm-hmm. Put a 10 foot buffer on.
Yeah.
10
feet away from. Whatever.
Lot line goes right up to it.
Yeah. Lot line goes right up to the septic?
To the easement.
The easement?
The septic easement area, yes.
So that would be no setback at the current septic field?
Are we saying setbacks or are we saying buffers? No.
Buffers. Well, the buffer's 20 foot.
Yeah.
Is there a septic?
The typical setback from a drain field or any portion of the septic system is 10.
Yeah.
In most cases, I won't say every case, because some are other issues come up. But
gentlemen, I don't think it's our responsibility to make a lot fit on a parcel. I think it's the engineer's responsibility to meet the requirements of the county with setbacks and buffers and et cetera. How many times we're going to revisit this particular project, and there isn't anybody here to even argue on their behalf.
Sounds like you might be prepared to make a motion, or what?
I can.
It doesn't matter. Somebody needs to. Move on.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning subdivision number 2008-24, Greg and Charlotte Hastings, request for amended condition. My motion is for denial.
Request. Deny the request.
Deny the request, you're right.
Is there a second? Well, Mr. Johnson, it sounds like your motion is passing away for lack of a second.
I made one.
You did, and I appreciate that. Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision 2008-24, the applicant being Greg and Charlotte Hastings, my motion is a clarification of the buffer by requiring a 20-foot buffer all the way around the perimeter of the property with the granting of a waiver from the buffer requirement in the vicinity of the existing mobile home septic field.
Second.
Council, is that understood that is subject to a site plan review and approval, or do we have to make that part of the motion?
Well, I think that, you know, at this point, they've got preliminary.
They've got preliminary.
So we're going to see it on final, you know.
I'm just concerned about vicinity.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my question, vicinity. I would just say immediately adjacent to the existing drain field, you know, something like that. You know, because vicinity you could end up with 20 feet, you know, on either end of it or who knows what.
Mm-hmm. I will amend that motion to have the waiver for the buffer requirement be in that area within the exact parameters of the septic field of the existing mobile home.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to grant an amended condition with a waiver from the buffer requirement as stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
The record show that the motion carried 4-1.